Right on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Our purpose is to enhance public awareness of our featured nonprofit or advocacy organization in Grant County and surrounding area. I'm Candace Burke, your weekly host. Well, today I did have some guests, some representatives from SPIN. However, they are not here. So George and I are just going to briefly talk about Give Grandly, which we had a lot of fun that day. And then after talking a little bit about Give Grandly, we're just going to have you all listen to some music. And the good news is that we have some new nonprofits in Grant County, and I'm going to be showcasing them shortly. So what do you think, George? We had a pretty good day. Quite a marathon, right, interviewing everyone live?
Well, you're the one that did all the talking. So it was more of a marathon for you than it was for me. But
gosh, we got through it.
You know, we really have to thank all the numerous people who are very generous to the station, and I really appreciate that. But it's important to let everyone know that you can still make donations to any one of the 65 nonprofits taking place or taking part in Give Grandly. That includes the radio station. All you need to do is to go to their webpage, which is givegrandly.org. And once you get there, you can search for your particular nonprofit and decide how much you want to give.
And we really appreciate all the donations we've received from all of you. I mean, it keeps our community radio going and thriving, and it's always a source of joy for us to know how much community radio is appreciated in our town, right, George?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's one of the great things about Silver City. One of the big attractions for us was the fact that there was community radio station that's this good.
We didn't have any idea when we first arrived here how involved we were going to be. We had no background in radio. It was just very serendipitous, really, and hilarious. But here we are, years later, we're still at this.
And it's a great thing.
It is.
The Grant County Community Foundation on their webpage lists all the people who have, lists how much every nonprofit has received in Give Grandly. And, there is the $500 match. Uh-huh. If you make $500, that turns into $1,000. There's a couple of organizations that haven't met their match, which are probably be useful to help them out a little bit. There's the Science Education Initiative of Grant County, the New Mexico Trout Unlimited, and the Maverick Movement. So. Yeah, if you can find it in your heart to pony up some bucks, why don't you try and help out those guys that haven't made their match yet?
By the way, welcome. We actually have SPIN representatives here. So welcome to Community Spotlight. Please introduce yourselves.
My name is Candace, and I am the JHAB program manager.
My name is Alex, and I'm the recreational activities coordinator.
And I'm Deja, and I run the DHAB in Lordsburg.
Well, welcome to our show. This is a show that showcases all the area nonprofits. So let's hear a little bit more about what you're doing, because what I have here is, of course, SPIN is a nonprofit organization that, quote, provides transitional and permanent supportive housing for the homeless who suffer from disabilities. Now, along with showcasing what you do with SPIN, I'm also interested in this little community garden you have going. So who would like to start?
Absolutely. So we have a couple of new activities happening over at SPIN, which we are super excited about. Growth is always a good thing. So we started last year. We had a couple of volunteers come forward that were super interested, and we have some property behind the shelter, and what can we do with that piece of property and be able to use it in a therapeutic way, right? So we wanted to build some raised beds for the back of the building and we have Jennifer, Nan, and Eric who had come forward to volunteer. And so last year we were just implementing how are we going to put this into play and kind of figuring it out, you know, just a little processing part of it. And so we were able to start this year, just this season. And now every week we have a garden group day. And so the clients are using that time to really learn some patience, responsibility, some problem solving, right? Dealing with pests and weather changes, the teamwork involving with it, collaborating with others, and planning and planting and maintaining a garden. It fosters teamwork and communication skills, something that we have noticed our clients desperately need. We all need that, you know?
We do.
Yeah.
What else can you say about it? What else can you share about the garden and SPIN overall?
Yeah. So at SPIN, along with the garden, we're trying to get folks involved with some things that are maybe new to them, definitely outside, and maybe something physical as well. So like in the morning, we're doing a morning meditation or maybe some like breath work exercises in the morning, maybe some stretching and yoga. So that's a daily activity for folks that they, you know, start their day off right. Mm-hmm. And then we're also running an afternoon activity that's, you know, a little more active while the shelter is closed down for a few hours for cleaning and whatnot. So we go out to the park, we play soccer, we play basketball, we're going to go for some hikes. So just adding recreational is one of the five things that we focus on. Recreation is part of it. You know, it's a piece of humanity. And so, yeah, just trying to provide that for folks. And then I also want to add that SPIN is not only just, you know, a homeless shelter, as I think folks in town think, you know, it's a mental health services provider. Like seriously, the top mental health patients, the most help that people need in this town, they're at SPIN.
Yes.
You know, so that's a lot of the services that are provided.
It's a huge safety net for our residents who suffer from mental illness and or substance use disorder.
Exactly. Absolutely. So I just want to
add. Sometimes they kind of work on each other.
Yeah.
You know, that a way of self-medicating with all the stress that comes from having mental illness, too.
Yeah.
So what else can you add to that, Daisha?
So with the Lordsburg office, we're trying to get it up and running, you know, to be on board the way Silver and Deming is. So I feel like, I guess one of our primary objectives is to educate and coach, you know, the people that come in various life skills, fostering their ability to live independently within our communities. So a lot of them come in with, you know, like you said, a lot of mental challenges, and you know, they kind of just need some coaching and someone to believe in them and get them going. So it's not targeting like a homeless shelter like a lot of people do think that's all it's about. So no,
it's much more. There's the first housing concept.
Absolutely.
So share more about first housing, which is so vital in helping, you know, helping your clients have permanent homes.
Absolutely. So most of our clients are needing, like Deja touched, the coaching, right? So whenever our clients are coming in, most of our clients that are coming in do not have their documents that they may need. So starting right off, we have to do some documentation recovery before we can even apply for some services, right? They need to have their birth certificates or social security cards or driver's license, any identification. If they don't have any of those documents, we have to start there, then we work alongside of them, and we help them fill out their applications to get into some housing, if it's group home options. We have a whole plethora of clients, and so the housing is very scarce here in Grant County.
Very
scarce, and so that brings lots of challenges, definitely in our field of work, working with the homeless, because that is the number one thing that we're really working with is the housing, right? And so we're just hopeful that we have some new options coming in the horizon, hopefully, new donors to be able to help us make a difference in this community. If you have any questions or anything, please come in and talk to us. Come and see what we're doing. It's an open door policy. You know, we want you guys to come in and see what we're doing over there.
I think that's
there
a really good idea.
There could be a stigma that's really attached to just the homeless community. And just come in. Just spend a few minutes with these clients, and you can see right away that they're just one of us and that they're just trying to get their lives in manageable order.
Yeah, well put. What else can you say about it?
I think just to highlight what she was saying, that we do have, like, we have our shelter up on the hill, you know, for folks. But there's two transitional homes in Silver, at least. There's a men's and a woman's transitional home. And so those are for folks that are starting to get back on their feet and really work in some sort of, you know, try and work in some sort of program. They have a job, most likely, sober.
Would you say most of the residents have work? Have they found jobs? Would you say the majority?
We are working alongside of them. I would say right now we would probably say about 40% has been able to find jobs, and we're working with alongside of the other ones, offering life management coaching to work coincide with them having their jobs and helping them with accountability, timely manners, things like that. Some little life skills that they may have missed.
Yeah, they run a dayhab for a couple hours every day for those sorts of things for those folks. And that's with both the shelter folks and the transitional housing folks. And then we have, we have our home in Lordsburg.
So we don't have a home yet.
Not a home yet.
Shelter in Lordsburg.
No shelter. No transitional homes yet. We're hoping, hoping soon, maybe. Mm-hmm. Lordsburg, we do the dayhab. We do it 4 days out of the week where we help them, with whatever they need. We do the daily dayhab, though, so everyone participates. We target anything that they may need. They bring their concerns, what they need, so we try to help them out as much as we can.
Yeah, I think someone just recently suggested to me that perhaps for a future community spotlight, I could have some of your clients come in and be interviewed.
Okay. That would be super amazing, I think, being able to hear from them
so
themselves.
So there's... that our listeners can, hear the story, see what's being done for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that is an open door invitation.
Yeah, that's great.
If you think that would be beneficial.
I think that would be super great.
What else can you say about SPIN, the garden, and your needs and what you envision?
So our envisioning is, our intentions are to be able to assist the community of Grant County to the best of our abilities and to be able to hit, we're working underneath a crime reduction grant here in Grant County. And so we're working closely with the neighboring judicial systems and working closely with them to be able to help be creative and make a plan, to be able to what's going to work best for Silver City, not what works best for everywhere else, but what works best for Silver City and how can we help this community.
Have you been working closely with the detention center? Because as we all know, that's typically where so many men and women with substance use disorder or behavioral health issues end up, sadly enough. What can you say about that?
I believe that we do offer transportation from the detention center. So I believe that gives us an area of influence moment, right? We are able to pour into those clients in those transportation moments and reinstate those resources that we do have in this county. And so that way they do know that there is some people out there that are really ready and willing to help.
So again, George.
I just have to say that the people in a detention center are very grateful for all the things that SPIN does. And, there are other detention centers around the state where when somebody gets out, they're just, left out on the on the road a long distance away from anywhere, and people have died under those circumstances. And as a result of that, the guys at the detention center really appreciate what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It keeps the community safe and keeps the clients safe everybody involved.
Well, we're moving into a period of time now. As the Supreme Court just changed the rules on pretrial release. Mm-hmm. And there's the next session of the legislature is going to consider new procedures for determining competency. Mm-hmm. The need for the kinds of services that you provide is going to go up as a result of these changes in the rules. And so you guys, you're doing really well. You've gotten a lot of grants, and you've done well, but you're going to need a lot more.
Absolutely. The need's always going to be there.
And to educate our public more, because there's still a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings about what you provide. And how do you get around that? What's going on with that lately?
I think just continuous communication. You know, you don't know until you know. You know, you don't know, and all you know is from what you think or our assumptions or our expectations of other people. And so whenever you come in and you're you get to be able to see with your own eyes, you know, and then you see where their need is, and you'll see that we're just doing the best that we can in the moment, you know, and just trying to do the best that we can with what we have.
And so many of your clients have families who love them and worry about them, and they're kind of the forgotten, people in all of this, you know. And I'm really glad a lot of the Times has, like the Post, have been covering how all this affects families.
Absolutely.
Because it's
families attached to these people. They're not just people.
No.
You know, there's families attached to these people. That's somebody's son or that's somebody's
exactly.
daughter. Exactly. Like, you know. Absolutely. I think we get really strayed away from that sometimes.
There's a human face. I know there's one big story that came out in the Wall Street Journal, and it's been covered by the media. You probably read it. This young man, he was an attorney before he became unhoused, and he started refusing all of his medications. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a endless cycle of suffering for his mother. Who has done everything. She's completely depleted her savings to help this man who once was a stellar attorney and had a family, but he lost all that because of his mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I think a lot of people out there can relate to. What do you think?
I can agree.
I think as the world is now understanding mental health more, I think that's where our light should shine, is more of in mental health. The more that you can educate yourself on mental health and understanding what that even is, the better that you can be, you know, because it is, there's so much information that you should know, you know, even just walking at the store, seeing somebody in the store. It's good to educate yourself to know what you're dealing with in the community.
I could not agree more. Mm-hmm. Now, contact information for our listeners. We're here listening to Gila Community Radio, Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM. What can you tell our listeners? They may want to reach you.
All right. If you have any information or requesting any information for the day of rotation with the garden, with our recreational activities now, if you just feel the need to want to come in and help us in any way, you can reach us at candice.spinhousingnm@gmail.com. And that's candice.spinhousingnm@gmail.com.
Great. Now, I have to ask you as we wrap up today's show, what inspires you every day with the work you do? Because I know you don't get probably enough credit from our community and what you do, you know, provide for your clients. So what keeps you going with this? How do you stay revitalized?
Yeah, I think one thing is just feeling some reaction from the clients or the humans that we're working with, seeing a smile or some sort of engagement, especially for clients that we have that, you know, they're on this, you know, the schizophrenic side or however doctors want to diagnose them, but just seeing some sort of connection and seeing some happiness and some sort of engagement is just a beautiful thing. And we see it every day. You know, and I guess that would be my kind of lesson to the listeners is like saying hi and waving and acknowledging that humanity it goes a long way, you know, especially for the really tough cases that we have.
So there are some complex situations you're dealing with. It's not black or white, is it at all?
No.
There's many, many layers.
Mm-hmm. Just like an onion.
Yeah, just it is. Just like an onion. And you cry when you peel that onion, you know?
It's uncomfortable,
it
but
is.
It's worth it.
But you have to do it.
That's right.
What else? What for you?
I guess for me, it's, you know, seeing them overcome a lot of their obstacles. You know, every small step forward is a victory. Their presence matters, you know, so
that's right.
at the end of the day, I just feel, you know, that we've helped somebody. So that, for me, that's a win.
That is a big win.
Absolutely.
And Candace, my namesake.
I know, I love it.
I can't believe we spell our names the same way, too.
I know, it's always an A. I'm
I know,
like,
but we're an I.
Nice.
We're canned ice. Canned ice.
Ice baby.
ice babies.
That's right. And, you know, I am completely passion-led. I have a past of my own. I was in addiction for 17 years, and I was able to, by the grace of God, be able to turn my life around. And I have dedicated my life to be able to be that hand in that dark hole, because I know how dark that hole is. And I know what it's like to feel that alone and to feel that recovery is impossible. But it is. It absolutely is.
I have to quickly ask you, just very briefly, how did you, after 17 years, what was the catalyst?
You know, God got a hold of me. I was out on the beach and just looking out. I had gave up on everything. I had given, I adopted out my children, everything. I had just thought, okay, this is it. My life is over. I'm dying. And I heard over me, live. And I laughed at that point, right? It's like, live. That's the last thing on my mind right now. And he had a really beautiful plan ahead of me. And I thought the plan was to get to my mom's, to live long enough, right, to get to my mom's. And he had a whole new story. I ended up going to Teen Challenge up in Albuquerque. It's a faith-based recovery home.
Yeah, I've heard
of
it.
It absolutely transformed my life. And now I'm dedicated to this work for the rest of my life.
It's a wonderful story, Candace. It really is.
Thank you.
See how strong canned ices are out there?
Uh-huh.
We're strong women. Anything else you want to say as we're saying goodbye today? What else would?
Thank you for having us on and just giving an opportunity to, try to just communicate with the community on what's going on with SPIN and the transitional housing and all the mental health services we're trying to provide for these folks. So just thanks for the opportunity to have a voice.
I just want to remind all of our listeners that you can still give a donation through GiveGrandly. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the webpage, givegrandly.org, look up SPIN, you'll find a way to make a donation.
Glad, very happy you're here, and I'm really looking forward to having you back on.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Community Spotlight airs every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. and is also available online at GMCR. I'm Candace Burke. Thanks for listening.